Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is a particularly powerful first reading. We've been reading from the first book of Kings. We've seen the evil Ahab. We've seen the evil power of Jezebel. We've seen all of this. But I want you to pay particular attention to today's reading, because even the most evil among us can come to repentance and change. Listen to this. 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 17 to 29. After the death of Naboth, Naboth was executed because of Jezebel's conniving. After the death of Naboth, the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Start down to meet Ahab." So he's sending his prophet. "Start down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He will be in the vineyard of Naboth, of which he has come to take possession. And this is what you shall tell him. The Lord says, after murdering, do you also take possession? For this, the Lord says, in the place where the dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, the dogs shall lick up your blood too." And Ahab said to Elijah, "Have you found me out, my enemy?" "Yes," he answered, "because you have given yourself up to doing evil in the Lord's sight, I am bringing evil upon you. I will destroy you and will cut off every male in Ahab's line, whether slave or freeman in Israel. I will make your house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like that of Baasha, son of Ahijah, because of how you have provoked me by leading Israel into sin. Against Jezebel, too, the Lord declared, the dogs shall devour Jezebel in the district of Jezreel. When one of Ahab's line dies in the city, dogs will devour him. When one of them dies in the field, the birds of the sky will devour him. Indeed, no one gave himself up to the doing of evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Ahab, urged on by his wife Jezebel. He became completely abominable by following idols, just as the Amorites had done, whom the Lord drove out before the children of Israel." So this king was really bad. But look what happened. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his garments. It's a sign of repentance. He put on sackcloth over his bare flesh. That hurt. He fasted. He slept in the sackcloth. He went about subdued. And then the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Have you seen that Ahab has humbled himself before me?" So something's going on in this evil man's heart. He's changing. Ahab is changing. Right here, after all these chapters with all this wrongdoing. And the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Have you seen that Ahab has humbled himself before me? Since he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his time. I will bring the evil upon his house during the reign of his son." So the evil effects of his sin will continue, but he will be forgiven. See, brothers and sisters, sin can transfer from generation. So God had mercy on him, yes, but the effects of his acts still bear fruit, evil fruit, generation after generation. Please know that when we commit evil, it doesn't just affect us or those closest to us. It can affect our relatives, our family line, generation after generation. That's why we fully want to repent now, not only for ourselves, but our families. The power of Jesus Christ on the cross can do that for us if we repent and if we live a repentant life and beg God's grace for all our children and grandchildren, our whole family line. God will do it. You want it to be good for your children and grandchildren. You do not want them to inherit evil. Please pay attention. Psalm 51 is the psalm, "Be merciful, O God, for we have sinned." This is a psalm, brothers and sisters, that really I pray after every time I go to confession, whatever my penance is, I pray this prayer: be merciful, O Lord, for I have sinned. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned. Because that's true. I've sinned against people, yes. But my sin is never private, though people think it is. The sin is never private because I sin against God. I need to repent. I need to turn my life around. I need to turn in a new direction. I can't repent of the sin and then just go back into the same associations and the same environment because I'll be drawn back into sin again. I have to make changes. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my guilt. Free me from blood guilt, O God, my saving God, and then my tongue shall revel in your justice. Read that whole psalm. It's so good. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Put a new and a right spirit within me. Pray that often. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.'" That's the old covenant. "But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? If you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Reach out to your enemies too. Forgive your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Oh, this is a whole new elevation, isn't it? The ante is up high. But Jesus, you see, died for our sins. He made it possible for you to have eternal life. He died so that you might live forever. And he gives you all kinds of help because the Holy Spirit, given you in baptism and confirmation, is there both to advise, to counsel, and to give courage and hope and determination. Do you draw on the Holy Spirit when you're in difficulty? Each of us has been given what we need. I am a daughter of the Father who sent his only beloved Son, who died for me that I might not die forever. That I die and then there's everlasting life. It's because of what Jesus did for me on the cross. And if that were not enough, the Father gave us of the Spirit, the love of the Father for the Son and the Son for the Father. The Holy Spirit is given to us that we might be united with God even in this life. Not in all its fullness, but that we might begin to live life in God, with God, for God, by God. Really, it's not just a pious speech, it's the truth. God wants you to share in his very life. And God wants to use you to bring many, many other people to him. Will you do that? Will you give your life in that way? My goodness, brothers and sisters, you take it step by step. But the more you move in that direction, the more you know the blessing of God. Yes, you have trials and crosses. Yes, you do. But it's because he uses them to purify you, and he uses you to reach the ones who are causing you to suffer, to reach them with the gospel. It's a heroic life to be a Christian. A true Christian. It's an heroic life. But brothers and sisters, you were made for it. All the graces are there. They may be embryonic, but they're there. They're in you. You need to activate them. God, let all the graces and gifts you gave me come alive in me that I might follow you, that I might embrace the cross and follow you, walk with you into eternal life. You start praying that way. You ask God to do that in you. Now, many people say, oh, I'm afraid. I'm so afraid. I'm afraid of what God will ask of me. Well, yes, suffering does come. It comes to us all, whether we're following the Lord or not. Suffering is a part of this life because it's very imperfect. And in many ways, evil has entered it because we've opened ourselves to it. So yes, there's suffering in this life. And when we follow the Lord, you look at the Acts of the Apostles, it takes suffering. Suffering's part of the package. And you'll never escape suffering. You never. No matter how perfect a life you've envisioned for yourself and all the, quote, right decisions you have made, it does not guarantee happiness. What you can be guaranteed is that God will walk with you. The Savior who died for you will be with you and will aid you and will help you to carry the cross that we all have to carry in this life. My goodness, brothers and sisters, don't be so short-sighted. Don't think, well, just whatever, I just want happiness. That's all I want. I want to keep everything calm and peaceful and happy. Well, sure, we would love that. Of course we would. And we do what we can to make that happen, but we won't always succeed. Because we're all fallible, we're all weak, we're all imperfect, we all misinterpret one another, we all sin against one another, we're jealous of one another, we're envious of one another. That's sin, and we live in it. But God will set us free. Our job right now is to follow him. Repent of our sin when we fail. Forgive those who sin against us. Pray for those who persecute you. Persecute all of us. Pray for them. And draw closer and closer to the Lord. Keep asking him every day, help me in this relationship. Help me here as I enter into this phone conversation. Help me here as I do this task in my home. Help me, Lord, so that I can be more and more your servant, your disciple, so that I can be more and more your son, your daughter. That's what God wants. Jesus told us, take up your cross and follow me. We all have a cross, every one of us. But God will be with us and he will see us through it, eventually to the glory of heaven. And when we know heaven, when we really know what God has prepared for us, we'll say, gee, I wish my faith had been stronger on earth. It would have been easier. So ask God now, increase my faith that I can believe your word is true and your promises are true and I can live by that standard. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.